This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is pledging firmly to bring all Americans home from Afghanistan and all Afghans who aided the war effort as well. He made the commitment Friday as other officials confirmed that U.S. military helicopters had flown into Taliban-held Kabul to scoop up would-be American evacuees. Biden's comments at a White House news conference came as the U.S. government struggles to ramp up a massive airlift of Americans and other foreigners and vulnerable Afghans, rescuing them from a Taliban takeover of the country. Biden is facing criticism from some at home for the chaotic and often violent scene outside the airport as crowds struggle to reach safety. For senior military and Pentagon leaders, this week's news was profoundly personal. The photos and videos pouring out of Afghanistan hit a nerve and triggered searingly vivid flashbacks to battles fought troops lost in tears shed during their own deployments there. And in response, shaped by their memories and experiences in the war, they urged troops to check in on their buddies, talk to each other, and seek help and solace if they needed. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says that we have a moral obligation to help those who helped us. The Taliban takeover of Afghanistan is giving new urgency to Vice President Kamala Harris's tour of Southeast Asia. There, she will attempt to reassure allies of American resolve following the chaotic end of two-decade wars. The trip will provide a forum for Harris to assert herself more directly in foreign affairs, but there are substantial risks. Harris is largely untested in diplomacy and foreign policy. A swing through Vietnam could draw unwanted comparisons between the humiliating withdrawal of U.S. troops there in 1975 and the effort this week to evacuate Americans and allies from Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Anti-lockdown protesters clashed with police in Melbourne, Australia on Saturday as the country reported a record daily number of new COVID-19 infections. Aerial views showed protesters breaking through police lines and being met with pepper spray as they continued to march through the city streets. At least 39 of the new Victoria cases were active in the community, while infectious raising concerns of officials' ability to gain control over the outbreak. 18 people were in hospitals and 8 in intensive care and 6 on ventilators. Australia's COVID-19 numbers are still relatively low compared to other developed countries, with just over 43,000 and nearly 1,000 deaths. But the latest outbreak has seen a significant resurgence in cases. A U.S. federal appeals court says a pause on evictions designed to curb the spread of the coronavirus can remain in place for now. A 3-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia rejected a bid by Alabama and Georgia realtors to block the eviction moratorium reinstated earlier this month. The landlords filed an emergency motion hours later with the U.S. Supreme Court, urging the justices to allow evictions to proceed. In June, the high court voted 5-4 to allow the moratorium to continue through the end of July. But Justice Brett Kavanaugh warned the administration not to act further without explicit congressional approval. New Englanders bracing for their first hurricane in 30 years are hauling boats out of the water and taking other precautions as Tropical Storm Henry barrels toward the northeast coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says that Henry is expected to intensify into a hurricane by Saturday. It says impacts could be felt in New England states by Sunday, including on Cape Cod, which is teeming with tens of thousands of summer tourists. Last time the region had a direct impact from a hurricane was exactly 30 years ago Thursday, when Bob, a Category 2 storm, killed 17 people. China will now allow couples to have a third child as the country seeks to hold off a demographic crisis that threatens its hopes of increased prosperity and global influence. The legislature on Friday amended the population and family planning law as part of a decade-long effort by the ruling Communist Party to dictate the size of families in keeping with political directives. From the 1980s, China strictly limited most couples to one child, a policy enforced with threats of fines or loss of jobs, leading to abuses, including forced abortions. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.